meeting to order. This is the first meeting of the conference committee dealing with the Senate CS for House Bill 149 Finance, amended Senate, court rule failed Senate. That's the one we have for us. And this is to find out if we agree to take the Senate's version. And if not, if we agree to take the House version. And if not, can we go and ask for limited powers? That's going to be the order of business. So I think I have to take a roll, according to my esteemed
just
senator.
For the record, to notice. To note
so for the record, we have Representative Crawford, Representative Stoltz, and Chair Coghill from the House side, and Senator.
We have Senator Bundy, Senator French, myself, Senator Seekins as chair from the Senate side.
And that is a quorum. And so so the first thing I'll do is make the motion to accept the House version, and then I'll let you make the motion to do the Senate version, and we'll see how the votes lie. All right? So with that, I would make a motion that we don't accept the Senate version, but that we adopt the House version.
Okay.
All right. So we take the roll?
Representative Crawford.
Yes.
Representative Stoltz.
No.
Yes. Excuse me.
Representative Pocket.
Yes.
Senator
Or is that
French?
The one that's more?
Yes.
Senator Bundy.
No.
Senator Seekins.
No.
Actually,
it fails on the Senate side, 2-1.
Oh. So, Senator, do you want to make a motion to accept?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that the committee accept and recommend the Senate version of the bill.
And I'll object to that, together with my friend, Representative Stoltz. Would you call the roll, Madam Chair?
Representative Stoltz?
No.
Representative Coghill?
No.
Representative Crawford?
No.
Senator Bundy?
No. Excuse me, yes. Won't make much difference.
Senator French?
Yes.
Senator
Seagan?
Yes.
3-3.
Fails. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass this around. And why don't we just go just off the record just for a moment while we pass this sheet around on this conference. Need another motion to do, and let me just tell you what my intention is as the chairman. I just had an amendment brought before me. Should we ask for bail for request of limited powers so that we can consider some amendments, and I think we should consider some amendments to the bill. So I just had one given me today that was conceptual. I'd like to see it put together exactly between the bills, and I have three other amendments that could be considered. So I'd accept a motion requesting powers of limited free conference so that we might consider specific amendments. We go back to the chairman, who will be meeting tomorrow, or the presiding officers.
So move.
Is there any objection to requesting powers of limited free conference so we might consider some amendments? So,
Mr. Chairman, with the specified subject matters?
It would be the subject matters at this point are going. I'm going to reserve that for bringing the amendments up. I think at this point it's understood that we can only take the subject matters between the two bills. We are limited That's within correct. Those, and so I think we can modify some of the language. We can pull pieces out, but we can't add anything to the bill that's not already there. So, or the bills. So at that point, we're limited to those parameters. And so hearing no objection, then we will petition for powers of limited free conference to the presiding officers. And after we get that, then I will call another meeting together. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I do agree that I think that any conceptual amendment should be very clearly stated, and it would make it very difficult for me to bring a recommendation back to the Senate for anything that was in a conceptual form.
Yes. I agree. Okay, with that, then what we'll do is we will, I don't know, that, do I need to recess or adjourn?
Adjourn.
We're done.
I think we adjourn this meeting because we're empowered at the next go-around, so this meeting will stand adjourned.